This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 24th Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, it's a warm day with clear skies in Tel Aviv and sunny conditions in Jerusalem. A gentle breeze is sweeping through Haifa, providing a pleasant atmosphere. A great day to be outside if you're in the area. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that an Israeli strike in Syria may prompt the U.S. to mediate a deal between Jerusalem and Damascus. This was reported earlier this hour. Also, Walla reports that former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu. He claims that Netanyahu led the country down a wrong path, as stated in an interview earlier this hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, informs us that the Altalena ship, sunk in 1948, has been discovered intact off Israel's western shores. This comes just 21 minutes ago. Separately, Axios shared that Syria and Israel are working to ease tensions after an airbase bombing. This was reported from earlier today. And finally, the Times of Israel has brought attention to the ongoing U.S. mediation efforts to reduce the Iran-Israel tensions. This was reported 17 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East 24 reported just 48 minutes ago that the dollar price has surged past 200,000 toman in Iran. They highlight the economic toll of decades of governance. Meanwhile, Michal Kotler-Wunsch warns against the Freedom for Barghouti campaign. She argues this effort normalizes anti-Semitism, as posted 51 minutes ago. Israel Hayom English noted an hour ago that the Navy's new Malice missile greatly enhances the F-35 and F-22's reach. This development is significant for military capabilities. Now for more on those stories, starting with the potential U.S. mediation. The Jerusalem Post indicates that the recent Israeli strike in Syria has brought new urgency to diplomatic talks. The negotiations had stalled after regional tensions escalated, but there's hope for progress soon. This development could stabilize a volatile region. Turning to Yoav Gallant's comments on Netanyahu, in an interview with 10.3 FM, reported by Walla, Gallant expressed concern over Netanyahu's direction for Israel. He criticized the Likud party for deviating from its roots. This internal strife could impact Israel's political dynamics. Meanwhile, the discovery of the Altalena ship is creating historical interest. According to Israel Hayom Hebrew, the ship was involved in a 1948 conflict between Irgun and IDF forces. Its discovery may offer new insights into Israel's early military history. That strike in Syria, as Axios reports, has led to efforts to calm tensions. Syria condemned the airbase attack, while Israel defended its actions. This situation highlights the fragile peace in the region. Finally, the Times of Israel notes the U.S. mediation between Iran and Israel. This initiative aims to de-escalate hostilities, crucial for regional stability. Diplomatic progress here could have far-reaching implications on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports a clash between Netanyahu and Smotrich over a 200 billion shekel defense budget addition. This conflict reflects ongoing tensions between government priorities and budget constraints. Separately, Kitek reveals that Israel plans to reopen its 2026 budget due to rising defense costs. The government's decision to increase spending indicates a shift in fiscal policy, as reported 10.9 hours ago. And finally, Israel Hayom Business discusses a Supreme Court ruling on a brokerage agreement dispute. It highlights the legal complexities in property transactions and the obligations involved. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.